Hey, everybody, Boomer Esiason here. With my busy schedule, I drink a lot of coffee, and I always choose 8 o'clock. It comes in great flavors, like original, 100% Colombian, and my personal favorite, the dark Italian roast. Plus, it's easy to enjoy. When I brew a fresh pot, I use whole bean or ground, and now it's available in convenient K-Cup packs, too. That's 8 o'clock, America's original gourmet coffee, available at your local store.
K-Cup is a trademark of Keurig Incorporated, used with permission. K-Cup packs for Keurig K-Cup brewing systems.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Tonight, we close a chapter on the 2012 high school football season that, for some, completes the journey.
A lot of them will be strapping on their pads for the last time in their lives come this Friday. And you always remember your last game. Anybody that's ever played football that really cares about football remembers their last football game ever played. So it's big for them.
But for others, the road that lies ahead, it's what we waited for.
Probably some pretty big butterflies in those individual stomachs. They haven't been here since 2000. And that's a big-time show. That's a 40, 30, 20.
All of this tonight down to this fourth down call.
10, touchdown, St. Cecilia again, lightning by the ground.
It's game day on 1230 KJS. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will be stepping away from their friendly confines of Duncan Field tonight when they journey to Hebron to take on Thayer Central. The Hawks are just 1-3 at home this year, but they're 3-0 on the road. It's Thayer Central versus the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's go live to Thayer Central High School, where Mark Baldwin is on the call.
And a good evening, everyone, to Hebron and Thayer Central High School. A brand new facility here, just their second game that they played here at their field. They played a few weeks ago against Superior, and then tonight they take on Hastings St. Cecilia in the last game of the regular season, as both these teams are going to have to face some very stiff winds tonight, as most of the schools across the state of Nebraska are facing tonight, and it's definitely going to make a difference for any passing game place at all in this game. So we might see both these teams spending a lot of time running the ball tonight, and we'll just have to see how the wind affects it. The field here goes east to west, and the flag over in the northwest corner is blowing towards us, the press box, which is on the south side. So the wind is coming across out of the northwest, and will be definitely affecting any All right, so that's going to be something that both teams are going to have to be aware of. So we'll have some starters for you as we get ready to go here from Hebron, and we're glad that you could join us here tonight for high school football action. And we'll come back as we are in our pregame show here, and we'll come back with the starting lineups. The starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth, many reasons why the Five Points Bank is the better bank. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for St. Cecilia tonight. They'll have Cannon Howe. He's a junior. He's a tight end. And then Xander Schmidt, the senior, will be the quarterback. Tyler Wildert, the junior, will be one of the slot backs. And then Avery Driscoll, a junior, will be the other slot. And Baker, a junior, will also be seeing some action at tight end. The I-backs are Nick Brulette, he's a senior, and Joe Graffel, a senior. Center is Chris Hartford, a senior. Left guard will be Trevor Ernst will be the left guard. Left tackle will be Tommy O'Keefe. The right guard will be Seth Kierkegaard. And then the other right guard is Tyler Beck. And the right tackle is Alex Sheehy. That's the starting lineups for the St. Cecilia Blue. For Thayer Central, Their starting offense will be like this. Junior Caleb Godekin is their quarterback. Dalton Kenning, the senior, he's a running back. Jacob Kniep, a junior, he's a running back. Wide receivers will be Greg Dightman, a senior, and Trev Mum, a junior. Tight end will be Jay Cottom, a sophomore. At the center position is Cody Krula, a junior. Guards are Cole Harris, a junior, and Cody Mum, a senior. And tackles are Jared Marsh, a junior, and Brian Lunger, a senior. Those are the starting lineups. To you by Hastings, 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings, 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. We'll come back with more in the pregame right after this on KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the products broadcast. Power booth powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, thank Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, thank Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. All right, so both teams have been introduced out here, and then we will be in this win tonight. Again, both teams will be affected by the weather, so no team really has any advantage coming up. Let's tell you some other games going on tonight. We've got the Ravenna at Donovan Trumbull game. That's on the Breeze, KLIQ, 94.5 FM. And then we have Lawrence Nelson at Amherst, that going on at Classic Hits, 98.9 FM KKPR. And then, of course, right here on KHAS, 1230, see, up there Central, as we wrap up the regular season for high school football and get ready for the playoffs, which will start next Thursday across the state of Nebraska. We'll come back in 90 seconds for the kickoff right after this on KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, both teams getting ready to start this game. See ya. On the road, white with their blue numbers, black hats. They're Central in all black with white numbers tonight. And again, the wind is definitely going to be a factor in this game tonight as the officials huddle up in the middle of the field. We've had a little bit of moisture on and off, and so that could play definitely if the rain comes in. We'll definitely have some with some wet field conditions and the football being wet. Fair Central will be on the east side. As we said, this field goes east and west, so they'll be on the east moving right to left, and they will be receiving first and back deep to receive for Fair Central will be Greg Deitman. He'll be standing at about the five. There'll be a few men being Dalton Kenning, and also up front is Trev Mum for Fair Central. For the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, as they come out of the field now, they'll be kicking off to start this game. And doing the kicking from the left hash mark, that's how big this wind is going to play a role tonight. They're planning on the wind making a difference here, and that'll be Michael Hunt. And he'll be kicking off from the left hash mark, the far side of the football field, but we're waiting for a football first. Got to have a football, and the St. Cecilia team is looking for their football right now. Each team has to, of course, provide a football. St. Cecilia scrambling around for theirs right now, finally found one. So here we go. So they'll be kicking from the left hash mark from the 40-yard line. And they'll be moving left to right as on the south side of this brand-new complex, beautiful complex here at Fair Central. Brand-new bleachers, press box. So the football field is new, just everything. And, again, this is the second game they've played on it this year. Here comes the kickoff, the Blue Hawks kicking off to the Titans, and we're set to go. It will be Kenning who picks it up right around the 10-yard line. Over on the far side, close to the 20, the yard markers on the side are down because of the wind, so it'll be a little hard for us to see the sidelines, but they are painted out on the field, so hopefully officials will keep us spotted. They're going to spot it at the 8. Make that the 17-yard line, and that's where the Titans will take over for their first drive on their own 17-yard line. As you can hear, the wind in the background against the microphone is gusty. Godekin, the quarterback, will set him down. They'll have one man in the backfield. Wideouts on both sides. Godekin goes back, and it's a draw play, and he's hit immediately for a loss. Great tackle in there by Hine. He got in there, the 245-pound senior, and it's a loss of 6 yards. So nothing going there on the first carry of the ball game. They'll say a loss of 14. Kenning was in the backfield, and he had nowhere to go. Now it's Kenning, as he'll be back with the quarterback, Godekin, in the shotgun. They hand it off to Deitman. Deitman makes a strong run right at the right side, breaks free, and he'll have the first down. That was Jacob Kniep. And Kniep gets all the way over to the 34-yard line. And it's first down, 10. First down and 10 for the Titans. Kniep gets the first down. He picked up the 14 yards they needed. Here's a pitch back here on the near side to Kniep again. Kniep gets up across the 40. And it'll be second down. And about 3 yards to go. Second down, 3 yards left to play. A few to go for the Titans here on their opening drive. After a loss of 6 on their first drive, they've been doing real well at bringing the ball up the field. Here on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Here's the to Godekin. Godekin trying on the quarterback draw. He won't go anywhere. He is brought down immediately over on the far side, coming in, making the tackle, the senior, 230-pound senior, and it'll be third down and about 6 yards to go. Few-yard loss there for the Titans. Big third-down play for the Blue Hawks. See if they can hold the Titans on this opening drive. Godekin in the shotgun. No passes yet. Everything's been on the ground because of this wind. Now he's looking over to the coach. He might be switching the play. Third down, about 5 yards to go. Back judge with the count. Godekin looking to throw, and he is going to be brought down. He's sacked at around the 35-yard line. And once he got up there, it was Tommy O'Keefe, the junior, 190-pound junior, who got in there and made the stop. So it's fourth down a little over 5 yards. And let's see if the Titans punt it off here on their first possession. That looks like that's what's going to happen. So the Blue Hawks will have their first possession. And they've got two men deep. Over here on the near side, it is Nick Brulette. And over on the far side, looks like Driscoll. So the first punt of the ball game, the opening drive of the game, the Titans have to punt it away. And now we're going to have a delay of game, I believe. Yep, delay of game. That'll bring them back 5 more yards. So the Titans will move back now to their own 32-yard line. And so the punt gets a little bit, again, against this wind also. Clayton Hintz back to punt for the Titans. Takes the snap, gets underneath it. Here comes the punt off the side of his foot, but it'll roll, take a nice Titan roll right out the 44-yard line. So that's where the Blue Hawks will take over, first down and 10, on their own 44-yard line for their first drive of the game. They'll have the wind kind of at their back in a way. It's coming across field, but it'll be towards their back as they move left to right now. They'll be on the near hash mark, their first offensive drive of the ball game. Quarterback is Xander Schmidt, 185-pound senior, the power eye behind him. Here comes the handoff to the running back, and that is Nick Brulette. And Brulette picks up right around, let's give him, they're going to put him at the 43-yard line, so let's give him 4 yards. For his first carry of the ball game. Second down, 6 yards to go over on the far hash mark. Again, the Maryland eye, power eye. Brulette gets the carry again right up the gut. He gets across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Picks up another 3. It'll be second down and about third down and 3 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. Again, both teams trying to keep this game on the ground with this very, very gusty wind here taking place. Far hash mark again for the Blue Hawks. They'll bring one wide receiver out here on the near side. That is going to be Tino. Here's the handoff to the fullback, and he breaks from one tackle, and he'll get the first down. Straight up the gut was Joel Graffel, the 210-pound senior. They needed 3, and he picked up 4 yards. First carry for Graffel, and it's a first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. Right in the middle of the hash marks. They spread it out in the I formation again. Schmidt under center. One of the backs comes out of motion. Here comes the handoff to Brulette off the left side. Brulette's going to be close to a first down up near the 35-yard line of Thayer Central. Looks like he picked up 9 yards on the carry. That's his third carry. He's got 16 yards. 7 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Second down and 1, no score, just underway here in Hebron. The Blue Hawks on the road for their last regular season game against Thayer Central. Thayer Central 5-2, St. Cecilia 4-3. Schmidt brings them up to the line, about a yard to go, over on the far hash mark. Again in the power eye. Fullback Graffel gets the carry, but he might have got enough surge for the first down. They put it just at the 34, and I think that'll be close enough. Let's see what the official says. He says we're going to have to measure it. They needed 2, and it's real close. So we'll have our measurement. When was the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? Speak to Jeb Brandt, your local Shelter Insurance Agency, for a free quote on auto, home, life, and health insurance today. Talk to Jeb Brandt, your Shelter Insurance Agent, and a proud supporter of various sports and athletes at 725 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Or call 402-463-3003. First down for the Blue Hawks. They get the 2 yards they needed. That's Groffel's second carry. So So it's first down and 10 for St. Cecilia. They're at the Titans 34-yard line. And we're going to have a false start now against St. Cecilia. And that'll bring it back 5 yards. First penalty of the game for St. Cecilia. One has been blown against the Titans, each the 5-yard variety. So that makes it first down and 15 now for St. Cecilia. All right. At right around the 39-yard line now. Here's the in the shotgun and the handoff to the left side to Avery Driscoll. Driscoll down the sideline. He is going to go in for the score. Touchdown, Bluehawks. He picks up a 39-yard touchdown run for Avery Driscoll. One carry, 39 yards for a touchdown. That makes it 6-0. And the extra point kick coming up now, I believe they'll be going for a kick. And they will. And that will be Cannon Howell for the extra point kick to make this a 7-0 game. 5:54 left to play in the first quarter. And here comes the snap. Let's see if the wind affects this. Snap is down, kick is up, and it's low. Right into the back, so it'll be no good. So it remains 6-0 with 5:54 left to play in the first quarter. We'll be back with the St. Cecilia kickoff right after this on KHAS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia takes their opening drive, and they take it down and score on a 39-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll. And the extra point kick was no good, so it's 6-0. Bluehawks on top. Titans will get the ball for the second time in this ball game. They went to, they got a first down on their opening drive, and then they ended up having to punt it in the wind. So here comes the kickoff for the Bluehawks. Again, they're kicking off from the left hash mark because that wind is blowing across the field, and it's a beautiful kick. And it is Diamond straight up the middle. Diamond, oh, lost the football, picked it back up. He's going to go all the way down the sideline, and he will score on the kickoff return. Greg Diamond runs it back for the touchdown for the Titans. Diamond had the ball come out of his hands, and then he picked it in the air, and he scores, making it 6-6 with 5:39 left to play in the first quarter. So we've got a ball game here. Here comes the extra point kick by Godekin. Let's see how this one goes. This one is up, and it is good. And it is 7-6 Titans. I imagine that was about a 90-yarder. We'll have to see what they officially said for that for Greg Diamond. We'll come back with the kickoff by the Titans right after this on KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
about an 88-yard touchdown kickoff return by Greg Deitman for the Titans, and that puts them up 7-6. And now the Titans will be kicking off to the Bluehawks here in this first quarter, 7-6, in favor of the Titans. The Bluehawks scored on their first drive but did not get the extra point kick. Roulette picks up the kickoff. He's brought down. Getting him in the backfield was Tyler Hergis. And they will take over on their own 24-yard line. So first down and 10. With 5:35 left to play in the first quarter. Bluehawks trying to answer back now. They got the first score on the board, but the Titans answered right back on the next kickoff. So Xander Schmidt sets them down. This time they have an I formation, and Burlett off the left side. He's off to the races again. He picks up a quick 12 or 13 yards. He started at the 24, and they'll put it at the 37. So 13 yards on that one for Roulette. Fourth carry for him in the ballgame. Back in the I formation. Wide out here on the near side. They're on the left hash mark. That's the far side of the field. And then Grapple takes it right up the middle. Not much there this time as the Titans defensive line holds him back. Might have picked up one or two there. They're going to put it right at the 39-yard line, so we'll give him a gain of two. That was his third carry. He's got 9 yards unofficially in this opening quarter. 4:48 left to go in the opening quarter. 7-6. Titans on top of St. Cecilia. I formation. Here's the counter to the left to Brulette. Brulette not getting much there this time. He might have got 2 yards on the surge, and that's about it. Brought down by a host of Titans over on the far side. They'll put it out to 41. So they'll give him 2 yards on that. So third down, 6 yards to go. The Titans defense fired up after the touchdown run, kickoff return by Greg Deitman. Far hash mark again. Moving left to right. One wide out here on the near side. Slot right. I formation. Here's a pitch to Brulette. Brulette coming here on the near side. He's going to get caught from behind right at the 44-yard line. They only picked up 3 yards, and that won't be enough. They put it right inside the 45-yard line. It'll be fourth down with about 3 to go. And they'll have to punt it away. So the Titan defense puts a stop to the Bluehawks. The Bluehawks defense now have to get tough here as they're down by 1, 7-6. Again, they'll be moving, punting left to right. In back to punt, standing at his 29. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. It's a boomer. And it's going to go way, way, way back. It might even go into the end zone, and it too will go into the end zone. Touchback. So the Titans will have it first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line with 3 minutes and 9 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. Fair Central 7 and Hastings St. Cecilia with 6. And they'll be placing it right at the 20, right in the middle of the hash mark. So let's see what the Titans do here. They had to punt their first possession, but they scored on the kickoff return. Two wideouts on the far side. Godekin's in the shotgun. Blockers on both sides. Godekin's going to keep it off the right side. He'll come up close to the 25. He might have got 4 on that. Yeah. Let's see who they put the stop on. Stopping him there was Trevor Ernst, 190-pound junior. They give him 3. That was his back in the shotgun again. Blockers on both sides. Handoff. Not much there for Kenning. Kenning not finding much. In fact, he'll lose about a yard. It'll be third down and a long seven to go for the Titans over on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Kenning in the backfield, one wide out, two wide outs on the far side. Godekin will be under center. There'll be an eye formation behind Godekin. Drops back. Kenning gets the draw play up the middle, and he'll be brought down, but there was a face mask, it looks like, in the backfield, so it'll be a first down no matter what. He got up to the 29, so he picked up about four. But then they'll add some on here. There's a long discussion. Face mask against the Blue Hawks. So that will make it a first down. And it looks like they'll do the 15-yarder on this one. It's a personal foul, face mask, against the Blue Hawks. So that'll move it all the way down to the 43-and-a-half, 44-yard line for the Titans, their own 43, 44. And they'll have it first down and 10 again over on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Godekin will be in the shotgun. Kenning will be back with him. Three trips to the near side here for the Titans. First.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Tyson Ironic back with you at the KHS Radio Sports Studios, experiencing some technical difficulties over in Hebron tonight. When we get our play-by-play guy back on the air, it'll be Thayer Central 7, St. Cecilia 6 is the score right now in the first quarter. We are experiencing some technical difficulties right now, so we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll have to join some progress over on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5. That is until Mark Baldwin returns. And once he gets back with us, we'll be able to pick up the St. Cecilia game in action. And I believe he's actually on the line with us now. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll take you back out to Hebron here on KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here in Hebron, and as we were away, Fair Central had to punt it off to St. Cecilia. They had the football, and then Xander Schmidt at the end of the first quarter, fumbles it, and it'll be back to the Titans football, and they'll have it at the St. Cecilia 38-yard line, first down and 10. Here as we start the second quarter. 7-6 is our score. The Bluehawks scored first after the Titans got the football first. They punted, and then the Bluehawks started on their own 44-yard line, and then Avery Driscoll ran it in for 39 yards for a touchdown. The extra point kick was no good, so it was 6-0. And then the Bluehawks kicked off to Fair Central. Greg Dightman picked it up at around their own 12, and he ran it all the way back for the touchdown to make it 7-6 with 5:39 left to play in the first quarter. And then the Bluehawks punted, Titans punted, Blue Hill fumbled, and then the Titans now have it at St. Cecilia's 38-yard line as we start the second quarter. And as we mentioned, there was a one pass we saw when we were off with the technical difficulties. We apologize for that. This wind's causing all sorts of havoc across the state. But anyway, they made one screen pass, so there has been a little passing going on. But otherwise, most of this game has been on the ground tonight. So Fair Central, here as we start the second quarter, starts it at the St. Cecilia 38-39-yard line. First down and 10. Jodica to the shotgun, rolls out, looks to pass down here on the near side. Now he's going to run with it. He's at the 40, he's at the 35. He's at the out of bounds and around the 30-yard line. They're going to make it the 32-yard line. So let's see, about a 6-yard gain for Jodica. So second down and 4. For the Titans. Now here on the near hash mark, Jodica hands it off to Kenning. Kenning off the right side, gets up close to the 25, and he will get the first down. They needed 4, and they pick up 6. So the Titans first down and 10. Just the beginning of the second quarter here. They lead it 7-6. Near hash mark, moving left to right now. Jodica under center, eye formation. Right side, Kenning again, up across the 20 to about the 18. Started out about the 27, so about a pretty close to an 8-yard gain for Kenning. So the Titans keep it on the ground. 11:10 left to play in the first half. Here's the handoff. Kenning on the left side this time, about to the 15. He should have the first down, though. They needed 2, and I think we'll give him 3. Let's take a look. The officials are going to say first down, so Kenning gets the first down, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Titans at the St. Cecilia 16-yard line. Here on the near hash mark, moving left to right. Getting the side carry from the sideline. Jodica and Kenning is back there with him. 2 wideouts on the far side. Kniep will be on the right side. Jodica's going to pitch it to Kenning. Kenning's going to put his head down to about the 11 or 12, maybe about a 3 or 4 yard gain here. Started at about the, well, they'll say he picked up a good 5 for Kenning. And it'll be second down, 5 yards to go for the Titans. Good drive again for them after the fumble recovery. They've just been moving on. Here's the carry right up the middle, and it's going to be all the way to the goal line, and it's going to be a carry by Kniep, and he picked up a good 9 yards. 12:30 gauge, yeah. First down and goal. Jodica looks back for the play, near hash mark, eye formation. Jodica takes it himself straight up the middle, and it is a second down. They say he just got it up to about the 1 yard line. So second down and goal for the Titans. Good job by the front line for the Blue Hawks, trying to keep them out of the end zone. Down by one right now. Godekin spreads it out one more time up the gut, and he gets the touchdown. Yes, Godekin gets the touchdown for the Titans. A 1 yard touchdown run by Godekin. That makes it 13-6. We have 9:46 left to go here in the first half. And now the extra point kick coming up by Godekin. He'll try to make this an 8-point game. Here's the snap. There's the kick. Looks like the kick is good. And it'll be 14-6 in favor of the Titans. The Blue Hawks will have the ball, trying to come back from a hole here, down by 8 with 9:46 left to play in the first half. We'll be back after this on KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at Fair Central High School, home of the Titans. The Blue Hawks doing the visiting tonight to wrap up their regular season. Down by 8 right now, 14-6. 9:46 left to play here in the first half. Getting ready to kick off for Fair Central is Weedle. Here's the kick. And it will be brought up the field here on the near side by Tino, the senior, and it will be first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks, and they will be at their own 31-yard line. So down by 8, 9:40 left to play here in the first half. See if the Blue Hawks can get something going here before halftime. Plenty of time. Xander Schmidt, who fumbled the ball the last time they had the possession. This time he rolls off the right side, and he's going to take it himself. Keeps driving, close to the 35-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Doesn't look like they're going to give him too much of a gain there. Maybe 2 yards. So they'll give him 3. And it'll be second down, about 7 yards to go. Schmidt under center. There's Graffel. Graffel straight up the middle. He breaks free. He's going to the races. He's up to the 35, 30. He's brought down around the 25-yard line. There's a 41-yard carry by Graffel. That's his fourth carry of the ball game, and a big one there for the Blue Hawks, as he puts it first down and 10 for Hastings St. Cecilia at the Titans' 26-yard line, right around the 25. Moving right to left, I formation. Schmidt sets him down. Here's the handoff to Brulette. Brulette off the right side, gets up close to the 20. As they'll give him maybe a gain of about 4. Seventh carry for him. Maybe second down, 6 yards to go. 8:22 left to go in the first half. St. Cecilia down by 8 over on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Schmidt sets him down. I formation once again. Slot right. Wide receiver out right side. Here's the handoff to Brulette. Brulette not going anywhere. Gets across the 20, and he is brought down. Lunger in on the stop for the Titans. It'll be third down, and we're going to have a timeout. St. Cecilia Timeout, 7:56 left to play here in the first half. It's the Titans of Fair Central, 14. Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, 6. We'll be back after this on KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
7:56 left to play in the first half here in Hebron. The host site for the Fair Central Titans is there hosting the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. Glad you could join us here tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Not the perfect night for football. A little breezy here. Winds have been gusting up 40-plus all day long and certainly making a difference in this game as the Blue Hawks over on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Wide out here on the near side, slot left in I formation. Xander Schmidt hands it off to Grapple. Grapple up the middle, and he will be short as he picks up. Maybe they needed four. He might have got two. We'll give Grapple about 2 yards there on the carry. That's his fifth carry. It'll be fourth down and just about 2 yards to go. Deep in Titan territory at the 18-yard line. Fourth and two. Schmidt sends him down. I formation, big fourth down play for the Blue Hawks. And another fumble, and Schmidt has to cover it again. The second time he's lost the handle on it, but it'll be a turnover for him as he loses two there. And it'll be a turnover. And the Titans will get the ball right back. So the Titans will take over on their own. Oh, looks like the 18-yard line, we'll say. With 7:16 left to play in the first half. Godekin from the shotgun. Keeps it, pitches it to Kenning. Kenning is brought down behind from behind. Wilnard on the stop for St. Cecilia. He got in there real quick. Wilnard, the 185-pound junior. Loss of about a half a yard. Second down and a long 10. Again on the near hash mark, moving left to right. Halftime, we'll be hearing an interview. It's tomorrow night, there's some Hastings High School football action, and we'll bring you an interview about that game coming up here at halftime. Here's the snap to Godekin. Rolls out, looks to pass, throws a little screen pass over on the far side. Dietman picked it up over on the far side, and he picks up, they needed 10, a little over 10, and he picked up about 8 yards. So third down and 2 yards for the Titans. They try to keep their drive going here. They have a officials timeout. As we'll have the official come over to be talking to the sideline here, Fair Central. And it's a timeout called on Fair Central. There we go, 6:16 left to play in the first. Timeout, Fair Central. 14-6, Titans on top. We're back after this on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here in Hebron, 6:16 left to play in the first half. 14-6, their Central Titans on top of the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. Last regular season high school football game for the C2 schools as they will get ready for playoff action a week from tonight across the state of Nebraska. Third down, a short 1-2 yards to go for the Titans. They're over on the far hash mark. Handoff. Kenning. Kenning up to the 35-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Titans. As they keep this drive going here, 6:10 left to play in the first half. We've seen a few passes, and the wind has not affected them too much. Godekin in the shotgun. Blockers on both sides. Rolls out way back. Looks downfield, and he'll just be driven out at around the 33-yard line. About a loss of about a yard. Tried to spread it out a little bit and tried to look downfield, but good coverage downfield by the Bluehawks. About a half a yard loss. Second down along 10 again for the Titans. Stop the clock as he ran out here on the near side. Moving left to right. Wind still gusting strongly out of the northwest. Kind of crossfield here. Godekin in the shotgun. Blocker on the left side of him. Three wide outs, and now we got a flag down. Back judge throws the flag. Let's see. Says false start. Haven't seen too many penalty flags in the first half here. That'll be a false start against the Titans. That'll bring him back. It'll be second down now and around 15 yards to go. Back at their own 29-yard line here on the near hash mark. Godekin again will be in the shotgun. He'll have one in on each side of him and two wideouts over on the open side of the field, the far side. Here comes the snap. Inside handoff to Kenning. He's not going to go. Well, he's fighting hard. He got hit right away, and then Tyler Wildard finished him off. He was hit right away by Chris Hartford, and he lost some more yards, and now it's third down and about 19 yards to go as they drop back farther. Third down a long way. It's about 18 yards here for the Titans. Bluehawks trying to get the football back. The last two times they've had it, they've had a little trouble hanging on to the football. They fumbled it, and then they fumbled it on a fourth and two, covered it, but, of course, the turnover on downs. Here's Godekin. It's a pitch to Dyteman, and Dyteman gets stopped right at the 25-yard line. And that'll make it fourth down at about 18 yards to go. Driscoll on the stop for the Bluehawks. And now the Titans will have to punt it away. Hintz drops back. Clayton Hintz to punt, standing about his 12. Roulette back deep along with Driscoll, or Tino, excuse me. And it's partially, well, comes off the blocked, and it goes out and around the 35-yard line of Fair Central. So St. Cecilia is going to have good field position. They're going to mark it at the 37. So they'll take over the Titans' 37-yard line with 4:19 left to play here in the first half. So it's been special teams. That touchdown, of course, kickoff return by Dyteman for the Titans gave them that early 7-6 lead. Then they just had a great drive down the field after the fumble, though. They break the power eye. Schmidt rolls out the pass. Now he's just going to carry it, and he's going to be brought down from behind. Coming in there and bringing him down was Brian Lunger. And that will be a loss for the Bluehawks. Now back at the 39. Loss of 2, second down, about 12 yards to go. Under 4 minutes left to play in the first half. Bluehawks have had trouble offensively. They scored on their opening drive, and that's been it. They'll bring him up to the line again. Xander Schmidt brings him up. They'll be in the offset eye. And here's the handoff to Brulette off the right side. Finds a hole up the middle, but he gets up across the 35 to about the 34. Picks up a few of those yards they lost. It'll be third down and about 7 yards to go. Brulette picked up about 6. And it's third down about 7 yards to go. This time they break the power eye. It'll be the eye formation. Wide out here on the near side. Tino, and then a slot left. Schmidt under center, hands it off to Brulette, trying to find some room around the right side. He's going to be close to the first down. And I think he's got it at the 25-yard line of Thayer Central. So, nice carry by Brulette. Gives them the first down. First down and 10 for the Bluehawks. 2:55 left to play here before halftime. They're trying to maybe tie this thing up before halftime. They're down by 8. They have to score and get a two-point conversion. Slot left again, I formation, wide out here on the near side. Same set as the last play, far hash mark. This time inside handoff, and they go to Driscoll. Driscoll gets up to maybe a yard gain. First carry since that 39-yard run for a touchdown. Second down and 9. Far hash mark, clock running with 2:40 left to play here in the first half. Xander Schmidt brings him up, I formation, slot left, and now they're going to have an official come over, and there's a timeout going to be called by Thayer Central. Second one in the first half, 2:33 left to play here before halftime. It's the Titans of Thayer Central 14, the Bluehawks of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it appears we've lost Mark once again. Technical difficulties once again. The wind playing some havoc out there in Hebron tonight. Tyson Vronick back here with you in the KHS studios. Currently 14-6. Thayer Central leads this one over St. Cecilia as that game is heading towards the halftime. Right now, Donovan Trumbull, they are up 26-0 over on the Breeze 94.5 against the Ravenna Blue Jays. 26-0 game over there, 14-6 here. We'll chat with Mark here in just a little bit, get you back out to Hebron. Once again, coming up at halftime, we have the Hastings High coach Rick Rebarger as they get set to play tomorrow night here on 1230 KHS Radio. They'll be playing that game against the Holdridge Dusters, looking for win number 3 is the Hastings High Tigers. So once again, experiencing technical difficulties tonight. That wind has been playing havoc with our broadcast crews, really both on the Breeze and right here on 1230 KHS. So we'll get you back out to the game in just a little bit and take a quick break and hopefully get you back out to Hebron when we return.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Tyson and Ronick back with you here at the KHAS Sports Studios, experiencing some technical difficulties once again in Hebron as St. Cecilia finds themselves trailing by the score of 14-6 as that game was heading towards halftime. What we're going to do right now, instead of just playing a bunch of commercial breaks for you, we are going to take things out towards Donovan Trumbull, where they are leading 26-0 over on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5, and we will join Mark Baldwin as soon as we can get him hooked back up. So let's take you out to the field. Donovan Trumbull, Craig Eckert has the call. Business.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The snap is a good one. The handoff goes to Bach on around on a counter, and he'll get back the penalty yardage and then a yard or so, but he's still going to bring up a fourth down and another timeout taken by Donovan Trumbull before Ravenna can execute their fourth down play. That'll give them some time to talk it over. They have fourth down coming, and we'll call it 8 yards to go. The ball will be spotted inside Donovan Trumbull territory at the 45.
That was a neat little play there. It's kind of a fake the jet sweep, and then they handed the sweep right behind it, which made that lead blocker and let him get around the corner. Looked like he had a chance at the first down. It's a good tackle out there on the perimeter to get him still a fourth down play.
Yep, good run by Bach there, and like you said, was just upended by his feet, you know, kind of just out of nowhere. And if not, I think they probably...
Okay, once again, Tyson Veronik back here with you at the KHS Sports Studios. Mark Baldwin back on the line with us with the call from Hebron. Mark, take it away.
All right, thank you, Tyson. A lot of issues tonight thanks to the wind and everything else, but we're back on, and it is a score for St. Cecilia. They scored when Xander Schmidt ran it in from about a yard out for a touchdown, making it 14-12. They went for the two-point conversion, and that was no good. So that's where we're at right now with 2:05 left to play in the first half. The Blue Hawks 12 and Titans of Fair Central have 14. They still have the lead. There's the kickoff, and the Titans will pick it up short at about the 30-yard line. Diamond has it, comes around the corner, and he's brought down at around the 37, 38-yard line. The football's loose, and now there's a scramble, and let's see who's got it. Everybody's fighting for it. Fair Central got it back. It was recovered there by Jared Marsh. Picked it up. It was a return from Dykeman around the corner. The ball got knocked out of his hands. It'll be first down and 10 for the Titans on their own 45-yard line. Two-point game here. With 150 left to go, 152 left to go in the first half. Again, at halftime, tomorrow, Hastings plays Holdridge. And we will have the head coach. Mike Will had a chance to talk to the head coach, and now we have a timeout here. Officials timeout real quick, and once that's done, we'll be set to go again. And anyway, we'll have Mike's talk with the head coach for Hastings, and I'll pass that on for you here. We'll have that here in just a little bit. Here's Godekin with the keeper around the left side. He'll get close to the 50-yard line. About a 4 to 5 yard surge there. That'll make it second down, about 5 yards to go for the Titans. 1.5 left to play in the first half. 14-12. Fair Central on top. Now they're going to put trips out on the left side with one back. That's Kenning behind Godekin, the quarterback. He's waiting as they're letting the clock run down. He'll wait till the back judge starts the time. He does. Dakota Canutter Center. Inside handoff to Kenning. Kenning puts his head down, gets up across the 50 to about the 49, 48-yard line. That'll make it third down. And about four yards to go. As the clock continues to run, under a minute left to play now here in the first half. 14-12, Fair Central on top. Two wideouts here on the near side. I formation, Godekin now under center. 38 seconds left. Again, waiting for the back judge to start counting down, and there he goes. Godekin under center. Rolls back, hands it off. Kenning off the left side, has got the first down and more. Up across the 40 to about the 38-yard line, and that'll be first down and 10 for the Titans. 26 seconds left to go here before halftime. Clock is rolling. Now Godekin's in the shotgun. Trips here. Godekin drops back to pass. There's a penalty flag thrown. The pass is incomplete. And the flag down thrown by the head judge, the head official, holding against the Titans. So that will bring them back. Line right around the flag's right around the 43-yard line. First down and long now for Fair Central, clear back to their 47-yard line. With 15 seconds left to play here before halftime. Now Godekin, under center, split backs, he'll just kneel, and that's going to end the first half. One half here in Hebron on this windy, windy night. And our score at halftime, it is Fair Central 14 and Hastings St. Cecilia, your Bluehawks, have 12. Halftime show coming up, and we'll, have that interview for you. But first, we'll come back with a few stats. We'll do that after the 60-second timeout on 1230 KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at halftime. Start with those. And we'll give you a couple of rundowns of what's going on here in the first half. Halftime brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. 37 years in business. You can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd and Denver, downtown Hastings. Titans opened up with the football. They punted. Then the Hastings own 44-yard line. 39-yard touchdown run by Driscoll, making it 6-0. The extra point kick was no good. And then on the following kickoff by the Blue Hawks, the Titans, Greg Dightman ran it all the way back 88 yards for a touchdown, making it 6-6. The extra point kick was good, 7-6. Then a couple of punts and a fumble by the Blue Hawks ended our first quarter. Titans had the ball at the St. Cecilia 38-yard line. And Godekin ran it in from 1 yard out to make it 13-6. Extra point kick was good. 14-6 with 9:46 left to go in the first half. And then the Blue Hawks, they had to, they turned it over on downs. They fumbled again on a 4th-and-2. And then the Titans started on their own 18, but had to punt. The Blue Hill then got on the Titans' 37-yard line after a blocked punt. And it was a score by Xander Schmidt. He ran it in from a few yards out. 20-12. They tried to sweep around the far side for the two-point conversion. It was no good, and that's where we are here at halftime, 14-12 at halftime. So we are right now, the Wind has, I would say it's played a part of this game, but I don't know if it's really made a big difference to either team. Both teams have put the ball in the air. The Titans have put the ball in the air a lot more than Hastings St. Cecilia has. And I know they have done it a little bit more successfully. Also, St. Cecilia trying to do everything on the ground, and Brulette had a pretty good first half. He carried the ball right around 10 times, and he has, unofficially, because we lost some plays there during our technical difficulties, but he's got a little over 50, 60 yards so far in the first half. So he's been their main carrier, and then Xander Schmidt, who, of course, scored in from about 2 yards, set that touchdown up by a big run just before that. So here at halftime, our score is the Titans at their Central 14, St. Cecilia has 12. Again, Mike Will had a chance to talk to Hastings High coach Rick Rebarger. They're going to be taking on Holdridge tomorrow night. We'll have that interview for you as our halftime show continues here from Hebron. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Coach, I know consistency has been a problem for you guys all season long, and this continues to rear its head.
Yeah, it does. And then that's obviously what it's going to boil down to this Friday night, too. I mean, as I mentioned, we had a good first half, and then, you know, the wheels started falling off the train a little bit. So, got to protect the football. If you're at the game tonight, you're going to notice that Holdridge will take a lot of chances at hawking at the ball. Probably more so than any team we play. So, you know, this week we've been trying to motivate our scout teams by handing out Gatorades if anybody can cause a fumble. So they've been trying to simulate that hawking at the ball. And so we've been working on that. And then they're going to bounce around defensively, five-man, four-man front. They'll actually put, you know, everybody on the line of scrimmage, give you basically a seven-man line with nothing behind it besides safeties and corners. We've seen that. So hopefully we can exploit that, and it's going to boil down to getting your assignments done up front. If we're able to get through that first wave, should get some big yards if we catch them in that defense. But offensively, they're a good football team. Throw the ball well. They have some tricky patterns for you. Then they run their power running game. They run a lot of kickouts. Biggest question is going to be, you know, how do we handle their running backs? We've got some little bit of burst to them. Their quarterback's kind of a runner thrower, so we got to keep him contained. Hopefully a little better than we did the Lexington quarterback last week. And then they got some mismatches out there. They've got Van Apren kid and is it Rainmaker or something like that? Another good, real good receiver. He's got some height on him. So we got to be sound in our play-action keys because they like to throw the play-action pass over the middle, Van Apren or Rainmaker. And so we got to be disciplined. They're a good football team, you know, from what we've been seeing and what we've been playing. They can certainly move the ball if we're not where we need to be.
Talking about their quarterback, Dakota Falk, is his name, thrown for about 1,000 yards. He's rushed for about 225. Just talk about him, what you've seen from him.
Yeah, he's a typical Jason Hale system, you know. They're going to spread you out. They're going to throw it. They spread you out for for, you know, two reasons, to throw it and then to run it as well. So, really, to be honest with you, we'd rather have him throwing it. I think throwing the football goes into our strength a little bit. You know, we're going to be minus a player in Graham Schneider with an injury that he got at Lexington, but I still feel very confident with Will and Tyce Mathias back there and Anthony Julian and Tyler, and then, you know, Brendan Meekie or Brady Meekie if we need him in there as well. The real big concern I have is shutting down their power run game. It seems like if they get that roll, and then they're going to keep you off balance. If we can get him one-dimensional, then we can kind of zero in a little bit there. But he's a good enough runner, too, to make you hurt if you don't stay in your quadrants. We had a little couple of breakdowns with that last Friday night. It's been a couple weeks since we've seen a throwing quarterback, and especially a pocket-type throwing quarterback. You know, we've been seeing a lot of sprint-out type things that but when they get in that pocket, if you're not sound in the middle where you need to be, and if your defensive ends are taking chances inside and they pop out outside, there's a lot of grass there if we're not being disciplined. So we got to do that.
And offense, too, is going to show you a lot of different formations and sets tonight.
Yeah, you'll see two backs traditional under center pro. You'll see two backs shotgun, veer. Crossbuck. You'll see one back where they're going to run some midline out of the one back. It's not exactly the Nebraska zone read, but it's very similar to it. And you'll see one back spread out wide, trips, and then you'll see some empty. So basically, if you can dream it, you're going to see it. You know, if you've seen it in high school football, you're going to see it. Plus, short yardage, here comes Power Eye. So he's going to give you everything. So you got to be ready for it all.
It's made preparation a little tougher this week defensively?
It would in week one. Mike, it would probably week one, week two. But we've seen so much of this that our kids are, you know, they know what they need to do to adjust. The thing that really it boils down to is he's trying to find mismatches and how we adjust our personnel to keep him away from his mismatches as much as possible. So at the game, you'll see Matt Karloff bounce around a lot just because we want to keep him on sides where they're more dominant in what they want to do with that formation. And then there's times where we can't, you know, we're going to have to live with it. And just because of what he does in his formation and what we do defensively, we're going to have to live with some of that. But you'll see Van Epren and I hope I'm saying his name right, Raymaker. You'll see them on the same side in doubles. And they like to go to 85, and I don't know 23's name. 85 is Raymaker, but 23 is a good receiver too. And they'll keep them on the two different sides, so they'll be on different sides. So, you got to be sound a little bit in what you're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned you're on the defensive side of the ball. They put seven guys on the line of scrimmage. It causes you some problems with blocking schemes and things?
Well, it may cause you – yeah, in a sense, yeah. And they're going to make you man-on. Obviously, if there's a kid up there that is a mismatch situation, it's going to cause us some problems. But then again, if he gets up the field and we don't feel like blocking him and we can make the right read, we're going to have a fullback going right down the middle. So we may not block the guy. Who knows? You know, it just depends on what's going on and what we see. And so we have those options. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, you and I have talked off the radio before, why I like the mesh so much. If we've got a mismatch problem and that kid's not very disciplined, then we're going to read him. And I have no problem with our fullback running right down the middle of the football field if that's what they want to do and they're not going to be disciplined. So we'll see if we can get away with that.
So trying to make Holtridge a one-dimensional, trying to get him to throw the football. And for you guys offensively, just continue to do your thing.
Yeah, keep the running game going. That's the thing. Keep the running game going. Make it enough a threat that they've got to start getting some guys in the box. And then take advantage of some play actions or take some advantages of some one-on-one mismatches or one-on-one matchups. You know, Will, last week, it was a simple hitch that he caught and the corner missed and he ran it for like 40 yards. So you're going to get some one-on-one matchups if they're going to keep a bunch of guys in the box. And we got to protect. You know, that's the thing. We got to keep that protection going so we can throw the football. Give our quarterback time to find the opening guy and then play action over their head. And really that's what our offense boils down to, having a legitimate enough running threat to where your focus becomes the run, and when it becomes the run, we're going to throw it over your head. And hopefully that's what we're able to do.
All right, good luck, John.
Thank you.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Once again, Tyson and Veronica with you at the 1230 KHS Sports Studios. We are at halftime here. The match up against Thayer Central versus St. Cecilia being played on the road in Hebron tonight. St. Cecilia finds themselves trailing with some offensive struggles at the half by the score of 14-12. Two costly turnovers, one that was cashed in for 6 points for the Thayer Central Titans, another one that stopped a good Blue Hawk drive. And once again, Hastings, St. Cecilia finds themselves trailing 14-12 at the half. Give you the scoring recap for St. Cecilia. Avery Driscoll scored on the opening drive to make it 6-0. Then Thayer Central ran the opening kick back to make it 7-6. Xander Schmidt fumbled. That was turned into points for Thayer Central, making it 14-6. And then I believe we had during technical difficulties, technical difficulties actually leads the entire game. No, just kidding. But Joel Graffel, I believe, cashed one in to make it 14-12 as St. Cecilia tried to go for two and did not convert. Other games going on across the state tonight. Over on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Donovan Trimble finds themselves with a 34-0 lead over Ravenna. Sutton leads Superior by the score of 28-0. Ord leads O'Neill by the score of 14-0 at halftime. Boone Central is up big on Grand Island Central Catholic. The score is 34-0 there at the half. Kearney Catholic struggling with Gothenburg. That game is being played over out west in Gothenburg tonight. Kearney Catholic Stars only up by 6. It is 6-0 halftime score. Over to D1, Loup City leads Ansley Litchfield by the score of 15-6. And on our sister station, 98.9, you can hear the Amherst-Lawrence-Nelson game. And Amherst currently leads that game by the score of 12-6. Once again, Tyson and Veronica here with you on the KHS Sports Studios as we get set for the second half here at St. Cecilia Thayer Central tonight on 1230 KHS. Give you a look at our broadcast plans, at least in terms of Saturday. Hastings College football, of course, playing Morningside, that big game against two ranked teams. That kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air for you with the 12 o'clock pregame show. We'll get you back out to the second half right after this. You're listening to 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
It's halftime here in Hebron as the Thayer Central Titans have a 2-point lead over the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, 14-12 here as we get ready to go shortly for the start of the second half. Again, the scoring in the first half, the
Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks got on the board first as Avery Driscoll ran it in from 39 yards out to make it 6-0. Four left to go in the first quarter, and the extra point kick by Howell, though, was no good. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Diamond ran it back about 88 yards for the touchdown, making it 6-6 with 5:39 left. And Caleb Godekin got the extra point kick up and good for the extra point. That made it 7-6 in favor of the Titans. Then there was some punting and some turnovers. Turned it over twice. Just at the end of the first quarter, they fumbled and gave the ball to the Titans on the 38-yard line of St. Cecilia, and Godekin ran it in from 1 yard out after they drove the ball down the field, making it 13-6. Extra point kick was good by Godekin, 14-6 with 9:46 left to play in the first half. And then another turnover on downs this time by the Blue Hawks. They had a 4th-and-2 deep in Titan territory, fumbled it, and did not convert. Then the Titans punted it, and then the Blue Hill team, it was a blocked punt by the Titans, or the Blue Hawks blocked the punt from the Titans, and the Blue Hill team got it on the 37-yard line. Brulette took it down inside about the 5, and then Xander Schmidt ran it in for a touchdown, making it 14-12. They went for the 2-point conversion. It was no good, and that was where we ended the first half at, 14-12 in favor of Fair Central. The halftime show has been brought to you by Tice Auto Care, with over 37 years in business at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. We'll have the start of the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back after this on 1230 KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power of Hastings. Well, lots of sports action going on tomorrow, too. Cross-country state meet going on in Kearney, and there'll be updates from noon to 7 on ESPN 1550, KICS, ESPN 1460, KXPN, KHAS, right here, 1230 AM, and KKPR, 98.9 FM. Cross-country updates throughout the day tomorrow from noon to 7 at the state meet going on at Kearney. There'll be hockey going on tomorrow night. That's right. Hockey League, the Omaha Lancers at Tri-City Storm. Pre-game at 7:10, face-off at 7:30 on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 FM tomorrow night. High school football tomorrow night, Hastings at Holdridge. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on 1230 AM KHAS. And also tomorrow, high school football action, Adams Central at St. Paul. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock on 5 p.m. KICS. And then high school football, Central City at Gibbon. Pregame will be at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock on Classics at 98.9 KKPR. Saturday, there's USHL hockey again. The Lancers at Tri-City Storm. Pregame at 6:45. At face-off at 7:05 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR. College football, Nebraska at Northwestern. Pregame at 9:30 in the morning. Kickoff at 2:30. IQ at 94.5 FM. And then Morningside will be at Hastings College. Pregame at noon, kickoff at 1 o'clock right here on 1230 AM KHAS. And then on Sunday, college volleyball action, Nebraska to Illinois. Pregame 1:30, first serve 2 o'clock right here on 1230 AM KHAS. So lots of sports activities coming up, including that state cross country meet tomorrow in Kearney. St. Cecilia will get the ball first to start the second half, as they'll be moving left to, well, they kicked off to start the game. It looks like they're going to be kicking off again here. So they must have wanted the ball. They must have wanted the defense first in the first half. So Fair Central is going to get the football again to start the second half. So they will play offense, defense, St. Cecilia getting ready to kick it off. 14-12, St. Cecilia down by two here as we start the second half in Hebron. Fair Central football complex here. And they're hosting St. Cecilia tonight. Last regular season high school football game. Playoff action starts next week. Kicking off for the Blue Hawks, Cannon Howell, 190-pound junior. He'll be booting it away for the Blue Hawks here to start the second half. Again, they'll be moving left to right here. And the ball over on the left hash mark, far side of the field. Here comes the kickoff. It'll be short. It'll be picked up by Kenning at the 20. He's on his feet around the 25, near the 30, 35-yard line. And he's have it to start the second half. They'll have it on their own 35-yard line. First down and 10 to start off the second half. I want to thank Dan Desmond, the athletic director up here at Fair Central, keeping us all nice and warm with hot chocolate tonight. Beautiful press facility here, press box at Hebron. Only the second. Here comes the handoff to Kenning off the left side, and he'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It'll be second down and 10 for the Titans. First possession of the second half for Fair Central, and it will be no gain for Kenning. 11.5 left to play as we just got underway here in the third quarter. Godekin in the shotgun, blockers on both sides, two wideouts. Godekin rolls out looking to keep it, and he's going to be brought down from behind. As they came in and put the stop on him, looks like number 51, that was Hartford and Sheehy in there on the stop for the Blue Hawks. Loss of about a yard, third down and 11. Right in the middle of the hash marks, moving right to left. Again, Godekin will be in the shotgun. Blockers on each side. Two wideouts here down on the near side. The near side looks downfield. Tosses it downfield, and it is almost intercepted. Almost picked off by Joel Graffel. Graffel just about had it, and it'll make it fourth down and 11 now, and the Titans will have to punt on their first possession of the second half. So the Blue Hawks will get the football. They'll have back deep Burlett, and also back deep will be Tino at their 40-yard line. Back deep is Hintz to punt for the Titans, standing at about his 16, 17-yard line. Here comes the snap. There's almost, well, there's going to be a flag down. They ran into the punter. And it's caught by Tino. Tino's at the 45. He'll be dropped down to 50. But then again, a flag down back at the 20. And I think he's going to keep the football. Unless it's just a run into. Now, if it's a run into, it's only a 5-yarder or 10-yarders. If it's a personal foul, then it's 15. So it all depends on the call here. If it's just a running into the kicker, then it's not going to be enough. Let's see what they call. Well, now there's a lot of discussion. They want to know if they're going to decline it or take it. Running into the kicker against Hastings St. Cecilia's declined, and it'll be first down against their Central. They would not have had the first down anyway because it had just been a 5 or 10-yard penalty, and they needed 11. So St. Cecilia will take over on the Fair Central 49-yard line. If 10:40 left to play here in the third quarter. First down and 10, Blue Hawks moving left to right. Wide out here on the near side. Slot right eye formation for Xander Schmidt. He's a senior. Under center. Hands it off. Brulette. Brulette off the right side at a hole, and he comes right up to about the 41, 42-yard line. Brulette's got about 8 yards. Second down, about 2 yards to go. I formation. Here's the handoff to Brulette, and he will have the first down as a 36-yard line. Gain of about 5 more yards. 11 carries for Nick. 10 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 36-yard line at Thayer Central. Opening drive for the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Down by 2, 14-12. 9:53 left to play in the third quarter. Hand off again, Brulette. And he'll be close to another first down as he's really putting his head down and running hard here in the second half. And they'll mark it at the 28-yard line. So second down about 2 or 3 yards to go. They'll say second and 3. Blue Hawks are trying to take the lead back away from the Titans. St. Cecilia had the lead 6-0 ever since. Another fumble. That's the third one by Schmidt, but I think he might have the first down. He might have got the first down right around the 26-yard line. There's a flag down. Face mask against the Titans. So that'll definitely be a first down. I believe it's the 5-yard version. Yep. And so, first down for the Blue Hawks at the Titan 21-yard line. So the Blue Hawks getting a little help here. They'll have a first down and 10. Slot right, eye formation, wide out here on the near side. That's Tino. Clock is running, 9:10 left to play here in the third quarter. All on the ground again. This time they go to Groffel. Groffel straight up the middle. Fullback maybe got, let's see, they're going to put it at the 20. So maybe got 2 yards out of it. Maybe one. We'll call it 2, second down and 8 yards to go. Groffel with 6 carries so far tonight. One was for 41 yards, though. 60 yards for him unofficially. Sanders sets him down. Eye formation, slot out on the far side. Brulette on the left side. And he will get up to about the 14-yard line. Gain of about 6. Marsh on the stop for the Titans. It'll be third down and about 3 yards to go. Far hash mark moving left to right. St. Cecilia's first possession in the second half. They're trying to retake the lead down 14. Wide out here on the near side, and then Xander just takes it right up the gut, and he'll be close to the first down. Right around the 10-yard line. And he looks like they're going to give it to him. First down at 10. I would say probably not first and goal. They're about the half-yard line. So it's first at about the 11-yard line. 7:49, impressive opening drive in the second half for the Blue Hawks. Xander Schmidt under center. Hands it off, Brulette around the left side. Nowhere to go this time, though. He had it completely cut down. Kniep was in there with the stop for the Titans. No gain. Well, maybe about a half yard. Second down still, long 9, almost 10 yards to go, just inside the 10-yard line. Blue Hawks trying to take a lead back that they had early in the game. In fact, it was their first drive of the first half that they punched into the end zone. And they've been behind ever since, because in the next kickoff, the Titans ran it in for a touchdown. Brulette off the right side. Big hole, one up the gut, and he is in for the touchdown. Brulette on a 10-yard carry for the touchdown, and St. Cecilia's retaking. 10-yard touchdown run by Brulette. About a 9-yarder, we'll call it. And that makes it 18-14, St. Cecilia, with 7:03 left to go in the third quarter. They're going to go for two-point conversion. It was no good the last time. Sanders sets it down. He's under center. He's going to take it right up the gut. He in for the two. Schmidt makes the two-point conversion, and it is now 20-14 in favor of St. Cecilia. They've retaken the lead by six, just like they did in the opening drive of the first half. They've got an opening touchdown in the second half, and they lead it 20-14. We're back after this on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. All right, getting ready to kick off is, again, Cannon Howell for the Blue Hawks. They have a 20-14 lead now. Remember the last time they had the lead, they kicked off and Diamond ran it back for a touchdown. This time, Kenning has it. He'll be around the 25-yard line. And the Titans will have it on their own line. Looking like where they'll set it down at, or right on the 25. With 6:49 left to play in the third quarter. So the Titans now will try to answer back after the touchdown by the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia going to try to stop the drive. I formation, go to Canutter Center. Hands it off, draw play here on the near side. Kenning's got some running room. He's at the 35-40, 45-50, and he's driven out around the 45-yard line. Wonderful run by Dalton Kenning, senior, 151-pound senior for the Titans. And just like that, there's Central back on the run again. And let's see if what has happened so far tonight. They seem to answer back anytime St. Cecilia's gotten a lead, which has been twice. Godekin back in the shotgun, blockers on each side. Wideouts on both sides. Kenning again with the handoff. He doesn't get much to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. In on the stop there was Michael Hinn, 245-pound senior. No gain, second down and 10, 6:20 left to play here in the third quarter. They're on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Wasting no time, Godekin in the shotgun, blockers on both sides, wideouts on both sides. Here's the snap. He's going to pass this time. Dances in the back. Now he's going to be brought down from behind at the 49-yard line. I think in there on the stop was Chris Ernst. It was Ernst with the stop, Trevor Ernst. And that's a loss of about 5 yards. Third down and 15 now, back at the 49-yard line of St. Cecilia. 5:39 left to play here in the third quarter. 20-14, St. Cecilia is retaking the lead. They came in 4-3, Fair Central 5-2 on the air. Here's the snap. Godekin rolls out the pass again, looks downfield, throws it downfield, and it was almost intercepted right through the hands of Gus Clark, the sophomore. He had it right off his fingertips, and he could have brought it back a ways, but just couldn't bring it in, and that brings up fourth down and 16 for the Titans. And they'll have to punt it away for the second time here. Now, the last time we had a running into the kicker, but that was not enough to make the first down because they had a long ways to go.
So Clayton Hintz will be back to punt again. Ball is at the 49-yard line. Tino and Brulette back at their own 20-yard line. Kicking into this wind here. And what a wind it's been. 5:22 left to play here in the third. There's the snap. Here's the kick. This one goes high, high into the wind. Comes down here on the near side. It will roll and be down at the 44-yard line. So the Hawks take over on their own 44-yard line with 5:13 left to play in the third quarter. They lead it 20-14, and they're again moving left to right here in this third quarter. Pretty much kept it on the ground for the entire drive the last time and scored. Scored on a run by Brulette, about a 9-yard run for the touchdown. Two-point conversion by Xander Schmidt. Schmidt hands it off to Driscoll this time off the left side. He gets around the corner, and he gets the first down and more down to about the 45-yard line. So he picks up 11.5, 12 yards on that. Driscoll gets the first down and 10 on the Titan 45-yard line. 20-14, St. Cecilia trying to add on to their six-point lead. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Be huge for them if they can come out here. Slot right. Kind of a wing formation in motion. And it's a trap run right up the gut to Groffel. He gets up to the 40. Gain of about 5 yards. 7 carries for Groffel tonight. Keeps that clock running. 4.5 left to play here in the third. Again, set up with kind of this wing formation. One in the back, two on the wings, and Schmidt under center. This time they hand it off to the wing, Brulette around the right corner, and he will get inside the 35. He'll be close to the first down. They're going to give him some forward progress out to about the 33. Now we got a flag down clear over on the far side. So we'll see what that's all about. There was enough. Brulette got the 8 yards on the carry. Somebody must have said something somewhere over on the far sideline. Now they'll just pick it up. We'll see what they call. And the official says something. They're going to go 15 yards the other way. So it must have been on the sideline. It's unsportsmanlike conduct is what they're going to call. Unsportsmanlike conduct against St. Cecilia. So after the first down, they'll go back from there. They'll go back 15. So it'll still be first down, which is correct. And they'll be back at the 48-yard line of Fair Central. First down and 10. And now the line judge is going to come back in here, and the officials are having a little talk here. And making sure everybody's on the same page. 4:09 left to play in the third quarter, 20-14 in favor of the Blue Hawks. Still a lot of conversation going on here on the near side. Well, there we go. Seems like everybody's on the same page now. It'll be first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks, but they are back now at the 48-yard line of Fair Central. Again, they're moving left to right. Now they're here on the near hash mark. Driscoll's in motion. He gets the handoff. He'll go around the left side. Not much room there. They drag him out all the way to the sideline. Good time. Good job that time by the Titans to spread that out. As Driscoll was trying to find a corner around, and he did make some good yardage, though. Great run by Avery as he picks up about 4 yards. Gain of 5, they say. Second down and 5 yards to go. They're at the 43-yard line of Fair Central. Far hash mark now, moving left to right, again in that wing formation. Schmidt under center. Hands it off to Groffel. Groffel not much there. Fighting hard, but maybe got a yard or two. Maybe forward gain to about the 39. Not much there. Cody Krula on the stop for the Titans. Maybe 2 yards. So it's third down, about 3 yards to go. Just under 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. 20-14 in favor of the Blue Hawks. They've had the football here quite a bit in this third quarter. Now they go back to the eye, slot left, wide out here on the near side. Driscoll in motion to the near side. Here's the rollout, and it's a pass, and it is in and out of the hands of Avery Driscoll. That was the first pass, really, attempt we've seen by Xander Schmidt. And that one should have been caught by Driscoll right into his hands, and that makes it fourth down and four, 3 or 4 yards to go. And with the wind behind them, they might pump this one a long ways. So Howell is back to punt. He'll be standing at his own 45-yard line. Dykeman's back deep at around his 10. Here comes the snap. Good snap. Plenty of time. High, high punt. Dykeman's going to call a fair catch. It's going to go into the end zone. So the Titans will take it over on their own 20-yard line. 2.5 exactly left to play here in the third quarter. Tonight's game, Under the Lights, is brought to you and barn by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all commercial, industrial, or residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or check them out on the web, KriegerElectric.com, K-R-I-E-G-E-R, Electric.com. Here's the handoff. Well, it's the keeper by Godekin. Now he pitches back, and looks like they might get about 5 or 6 yards on that. Here on the near side, as Kniep was the ball carrier for the Titans. You know, gain of about 8 on that surge, so it's second down, a couple yards to go as they get up to about the 28-yard line. They started out on their own 20. First down and 10 after the punt. Godekin under center. This time he hands it off to Kenning. Kenning is not going to get much here on the near sideline. And getting in there was Hartford. And that will make it second down and about a yard and a half, maybe 2 still. 1:35 left to play here in the third quarter. 20-14, the Blue Hawks on top. Final minutes here, the third quarter. Godekin under center. One lone back. Trips on the far side. Now he takes a look at the coach again. Calls out. 1:15. Back judge hasn't started counting yet. Godekin right up the middle, and he might have got the first down. Nice surge there by Godekin for the Titans. And the stop by the front line for the Blue Hawks, led by Joel Groffel. 210-pound senior, but it's enough for a first down for the Titans, first down and 10. They'll have the ball at their own 32-yard line. Right here on the near hash mark, 20-14, 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. Trips out on the far side. Godekin in motion, one blocker on his far side. That is Kenning, who gets the ball right up the middle. It gets up to about the 35-yard line, a gain of about 3 or 4, about 3, second down and 7 yards to go. Ball right on the 35-yard line of Thayer Central. Titans' last play here in the third quarter. Down by 6, 27 seconds left to go here before the fourth quarter. Trips again on the far side. And Godekin will have Kenning the lone back. Now he's going to have Kniep the lone back. 14 seconds left. There comes the count. Here comes the inside handoff. And another surge there up near the 36, 37-yard line. Kniep on the carry. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. We played three quarters here in Hebron. And our score after three, Hastings, St. Cecilia, 20. And the Titans, Fair Central, 14. We'll be back after this on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get max comfort, max gas mileage, and max affordability in an 04 Chevy Malibu Max. Has the sunroof, the DVD player, and 90,000 miles. Books for $7,975, yours for $7,375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our thanks to Tyson back at the station tonight as we've had our challenges this evening, but we are, well, heading into the fourth period, 20-14 in favor of the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, and they are right now trying to Titans right now trying to get something going here. St. Cecilia up 20-14, and they get a completed pass here on the near side to Godekin to Dightman for the first down. And it's first down and 10 for the Titans, trying to retake the lead here. 11:49 left to play now in the ballgame. They're on the near hash mark, and they're on their own 38-yard line. Kenning, and he gets stopped right away by Trevor Ernst, who's made some great tackles tonight, the 190-pound junior. He's been good at defense here this evening. Second down, about 12 yards to go. Back at their own 41-yard line. So the defense having to come up big here now for St. Cecilia, trying to hang on to their lead. Godekin in the shotgun. One blocker on the left side. Godekin back to pass. Throws it across the way, and it's going to be picked off. And it would have been an easy six for Gus Clark, but he couldn't hang on to it. Gus Clark had it in his hands and just couldn't hang on to it. If he would have kept it, he would have gone all the way in for a touchdown. So it's third down and 12. Gus might have been looking at the end zone before he brought the football in, but he had it on his, in his hands. Third down and 12. Here again on the near hash mark, moving left to right in this final period. Two wideouts here on the short side of the field for the Titans. I formation and the handoff to Kenning. Kenning up the middle. He's going to be close to the first down. It will be close. It was a good tackle in there by Nick Brulette, the senior. It depends on where they mark it. It's going to be awfully close. And they're going to say fourth down. Fourth down, about a yard, less than a yard to go. I imagine the Titans will go for it here. They're at the 48-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. 10:44 left to play. 20-14, St. Cecilia on top. See if the Blue Hawks can get a big defensive stop here. Imagine Godekin's and a timeout going to be called by the Titans. 10:36 left to play. 20-14 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll return right after this on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
So the 4-3 Blue Hawks right now leading the 5-2 Fair Central Titans, 20-14. Hastings St. Cecilia, though,
Their defense needs to make a stop here. It's fourth down, less than a yard. And they're at Hastings St. Cecilia's about 48-yard line. And they need about a half a yard to go. The Titans do for the first down to keep this drive alive. They'd like to eat up some clock and get on the board here. They're down by six. So Godekin under center. He will roll out, hands it off to Kenning. Kenning's going to have the first down as he gets up near the 45, 46-yard line. So a nice surge by Kenning. Good stop there by the Blue Hawks as Sheehy and Groffel in there. So first down and 10 for the Titans. They're in St. Cecilia territory at the 45. Clock running, 10:26 left to play, 20-14 in favor of St. Cecilia. Godekin's going to keep it. He rolls out the right side. He gets across the 40 to about the 38-yard line. Godekin picks up a good 8 yards. Second down and 2. So a good drive going here by the Titans that the Bluehawks trying to put a stop to. Under 10 minutes left to play in the ball game. They lead it 20-14. Here's Godekin. Inside handoff, Kniep. Kniep, not much there. There's a host of Blue Hawks being led there by Zexer. Cody, a 195-pound sophomore. So it's third down now and about a yard to go. Another short yardage for coming up again for the Titans. Wideouts on both sides, eye formation behind Godekin. He'll be under center. Sets him down near hash mark. He rolls out, hands it off to Kenning. Kenning's got the first down and more up to near the 31, 32-yard line. So the Titans continue to keep this drive alive. But 9:15 left to play in the third quarter. Touchdown and extra point would give them a one-point lead. So the Blue Hawks trying to keep them out of the end zone. Good football game to wrap up the regular season for both of these teams. Wideouts here on the near side, that's Dightman. And over on the far side will be Trev Mum. Eye formation, Godekin under center. Godekin's going to go to Dightman. It is a incomplete pass. Hit the dirt first, and that'll be second down at 10. That was almost a pass behind the line, which would have been a live ball. So it's second down and 10. Again, over on the far hash mark now, moving left to right. 8:57 left to play, 20-14. Godekin in the shotgun, blocker on the right side. That's Kenning. Trips here on the near side, bad snap. Kenning picks it up off the ground, and he is smothered. It led in there by Trevor Ernst again. His name has been mentioned a lot on the tackles tonight. Third down and about 9 yards to go, maybe 8. As it is the defense, St. Cecilia, knowing they were going to have to get tough here. 8.5 left to play. Big third down play coming up. Godekin in the shotgun. Pitches it back. The ball's loose again. Kenning picks it up, though. Goes in reverse direction, and he is brought down from behind by Gus Clark. Gus Clark making a big play there. And now it's fourth down and all the way back at the 41-yard line. Make that the 39-yard line, excuse me, Fair Central. Fourth down, about 17 yards to go, and the Titans maybe are going to have to punt it away. So the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks going to get the football back here with 7:44 left and a 6-point lead. Hints back to punt. There's a snap. Good punt. High up in the air. Let the wind's going to carry. It's going to be caught over on the far side. Kind of tripping himself was Brulette. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks is... He was tripped up around the 31-yard line. They'll set it at the 32, first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. So they'll take over on their own 32-yard line with 7:27 left to play here in the ballgame. right after the game, we will have our player of the game. I should remind you to stick around for that, and then we'll be interviewing the coach and talking with him as we have our post-game show. Timeout by the Blue Hawks with 7:27 left to play in this one. They have a 20-14 lead. Back after this on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
7 minutes and 27 seconds left to go in the regular season of high school football here for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Playoff action begins next Thursday for all schools, Class C2, C1, C2, D1, D2. As right now, St. Cecilia is taking over first down and 10 at their own 31-yard line, moving right to left. Negative 32. Xander Schmidt under center, hands it off. Right up the gut is Groffel. Groffel's going to get across the 35 to about the 37. Gain of about 5 or 6 here on that first carry. Give him 5. And they'll continue to keep that clock running here. They've got the 6-point lead. Trying to wrap up their season at 5-3. Titans at 5-2 right now. Both teams would be 5-3 if St. Cecilia holds on here. Handoff again to Groffel. And Groffel, big hole right up the middle across the 50. Man, he had a great big hole there. Picked up around 15 yards to about the 48-yard line. Great carry, right? He's had some great, great carry. Had a 41-yard carry up the gut earlier in the ball game. And we have a I formation slot left. Wide out here on the near side. 6:40 left, first down and 10. The handoff again to Groffel. Groffel just going it hard again to about the 38, 39-yard line. It'll be second down. Second down, about 4 yards to go. Right, far hash mark. I formation once again, slot left. Here comes the handoff. Groffel one more time has got the first down and more. Still on his feet across the 25, 24-yard line. What a carry by Groffel. Picks up another 18 here. He's just eating up the yardage up the middle here. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. 5:56. Clock stop right now until they set the chains. Off we go. This would be a huge point here for the Blue Hawks if they could stick it in here. Far hash mark moving right to left. Taking his time now. Sets down. I formation. Hands it off to Groffel one more time, and he just keeps going right up the middle. Breaks free for some tackles. He's going to go in for the score unless he's brought down from behind. He is at the 1 yard line. Got brought down right around the one after a 23-yard run there. He's eating up the yardage here with 5:32 left to play in the final period. 20-14, St. Cecilia trying to add on to that here with 5.5 left to play. Let's see if they go with him one more time to see if he can get the score. He might be a little winded back there. I formation. Xander sets him down. Here's the snap. There's the handoff. Groffel again, and he is... Well, there's no call yet. Officials are all getting around. Everybody's gathered around. Have a little discussion down there, and they're going to say it is second down. So he didn't get a yard. It'll be second down and goal again for the Blue Hawks. Just inside the goal line. 4:48 left to play. 20-14, Blue Hawks on top. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to wrap up the regular season with a win on the road here in Hebron tonight against Fair Central. I formation once again. Xander Schmidt sets them down. Here's the carry. One more time to Groffel. Groffel is in for the touchdown this time. Groffel gets a one-yard touchdown run. And that gives the Blue Hawks now a 12-point lead, 26-14. With 4:29 left to play in the ballgame. Now let's see what they do for their extra point here. They've gone for two the last two times. They're going to do the same thing here. Two-point conversion. Xander Schmidt is under center, I formation. Trying to make it a two-touchdown game. That time, Groppel, oh, he broke from a tackle. It looked like he was going to get stopped by Lunger in the back, but he got free, and he scores the two-point conversion. So that was all Groffel there, and that makes it 28-14. 4:29 left to play in this one. We're back to Fair Central after this on 1230 KHAS.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here in Hebron. As we are getting ready for the last 4 minutes and 29 seconds here, at 28-14, St. Cecilia has increased their lead to two touchdowns. They came into this second half trailing in the game. They were down 14-12, but they have come out here and put up 16 points, and there's a kick picked up by Kenning. Kenning gets up to about the 32-33-yard line. Brillette made the tackle there. First down and 10 for the Titans with 4:25 left to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia, again, trying to wrap up their regular season with a win here on the road with their record at 5-3. Godekin in the shotgun. Blocker on the right side of him. Trips here on the near side. Godekin being rushed. He is in trouble. He's going to be brought down. They're going to say an incomplete pass. They're going to say that he got rid of it before he was brought down to the grass. So they'll say an incomplete pass. And there's a flag down on the far side. So let's see what the officials are going to be discussing. Flag clear over on the far side of the field. And they'll have another powwow here tonight. 4:18 left to play in this one. 28-14, St. Cecilia on top. And now they're still discussing it. So after the long discussion, they'll look at us and say a chop block against the Titans. And that will put it back at the chop block against the Titans. And that will make it so now they'll drop it back 10 yards, back to the 20, and it will remain, as far as I understand, for now it's going to be second down. Second down the whole bunch. Or is it first down? Should be first. There you go. First down and 25. Godekin is in the shotgun, standing at about his own 15. He's looking back to pass. Throws it downfield, and it is over the head of Dyteman. The wind might have kind of aided that one a little bit. That'll make it second down and 25. As he put it up there, the wind kind of carried it way over his head. So, incomplete pass for Godekin. And the only problem for the Titans is they need a lot of yardage and not a lot of time for St. Cecilia. They're just trying to keep the clock running. Here's Goedeke rolling back again. Now he's looking downfield. It's intercepted this time right into the hands of Groffel, of course, and Groffel's tossed out at around the 10, 11, 12-yard line. Groffel has had a great second half. Well, he had a pretty good first half, too, carrying 41 yards that first time. And that interception right there with 4:04 left to play in this one. Now there's another flag down on the field. So this one is there's a couple flags down on the field now here on the near side, so we're having another conference. There's been a lot of conferences tonight. And now they'll look at us and they'll tell us what it is. Personal foul. Rubbing the passer against, and then a course collar against the Titans. So it'll be second down. So again, the first penalty against the Blue Hawks for roughing the passer, and then the next one was a course collar. So Titans keep the ball, second down and 25, 4:04 left to play. So the interception is taken back. Here's Goedeke rolling out, hands it off to Kenning. Kenning gets up to about the 23-24, so it's going to be third down, a long ways to go. Third down at about maybe 23, something like that. 3:42, St. Cecilia just wants that clock to keep on rolling. They have a two-touchdown lead. Goedeke in the shotgun. Blockers on both sides. Wideouts on both sides. Here's the snap. Pitch back. They're going to do a little double reverse, and Dykeman's got it on the far side. Dykeman's getting around the corner, and he's brought down by Gus Clark. We made a big tackle there. Almost two interceptions tonight and a couple of big tackles by him. And that'll make it fourth down now. And about 15 yards to go or so. 3:07 clock running here in the final period. 28-14, St. Cecilia on top. So a big fourth down play coming up here for the Titans. Trips here on the near side. Goedeke will be in the shotgun. Kenning right next to him. Here's the snap. Rolls out. Kenning looks downfield. Throws it downfield. It's caught by Dykeman. Dykeman is brought down by Groffel. Right about the original line of scrimmage. And that'll make it a St. Cecilia football. They'll take over at the 34-yard line of Fair Central. So they go on a fourth down and do not convert. And the Blue Hawks take over on the Titan 34-yard line. And there's 2:41 left to play here in the ballgame. 28-14, St. Cecilia on top. They'll go in the Maryland eye. And Xander Schmidt will set him down now. Near hash mark, moving right to left. Here's the handoff to Burlett. Burlett around the right side. He'll get up to about the 30-yard line. They just want that clock to run now. He'll pick up about 4 yards. Second down, 6 yards to go. 16 carries for Burlett, unofficially. Probably a few more than that. You'll get your official stats from your, of course, the coaches. And lots of post-game stuff coming up. Xander taking a long time here. Letting that clock run down. 2:04 left. Here's the handoff. Burlett up the middle. He'll be around the 25-yard line. That'll make it third down. Clayton Hintz on the stop for the Titans. Third down, about 2 yards to go. 1:40 left to play. And right after this, again, we'll have the player of the game, and then we'll have the coach's post-game show coming up. So don't go away. Right here on 1230 KHAS in Hastings. Glad you could join us for high school football action as we wrap up the regular season on the road here tonight. In at the Power Eye. Xander taking time. 1:20 left to play. Here's the handoff to Brillette off the right side. Should have the first down. Brillette will be close to the 20-yard line. There is a they'll move the chains with 1:17 left to play. First down and 10 now for the Blue Hawks as they have pretty much iced this game here. As the clock now will run down, and we'll have a few final plays before the wrap-up of this one. Playoff action next Thursday evening across the state of Nebraska, classes C and D. Xander Schmidt brings them up, I formation once again. Xander taking his time, waiting for the back judge to start the countdown. Inside handoff to Groffel, Groffel right up the gut, and he's still on his feet inside the 10. And they'll stop the clock because it was close enough to a first down. They'll have to wait and see. It is a first down. Ball at the 11-yard line of Thayer Central. Lunger in on the stop for the Titans. First down and 10 from the 11. Final seconds of the ball game. 28-14 in favor of the Blue Hawks. And now they'll take a knee here with 29 seconds left. As they snap the ball, put it on the turf, and that'll finish the game. Final score will be the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, 28, and the Titans of Thayer Central, 14. And again, stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show. It is coming your way next. As the final score, once again, Hastings St. Cecilia 28 and the Titans at Thayer Central 14. Coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TN Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. And featuring experienced pros like Steve Verinol and Tino Martinez. TN Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TN Sporting Goods. A division of Pro Team Design.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Once again, Tyson and Veronica back with you at the KHAS Radio Sports Studios as we are getting set for our post-game coverage here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia winners tonight by the score of 28-14 over the Thayer Central Titans. Once again, stick around for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. After post-game coverage wraps up, we'll have a wrap-up of all the games on our Platte River Radio network of stations. It's all coming up right here on 1230 KHAS.
And repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
We're back here in Hebron, and our final score once again was St. Cecilia 28, Fair Central 14, and our player of the game.
Okay, so obviously experiencing some technical difficulties. We'll take a quick break here on the Player of the Game and get you right back to coverage here on 1230 KHS. It's the Player of the Game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Park Baldwin back here at Fair Central in Hebron, as the final score tonight was St. Cecilia 28 and Fair Central 14. Lots of great people who could have been the player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. You had Xander Schmidt, you had Gus Clark, Nick Brulette, you also had Joel Groffel and Trevor Ernst. But our player of the game tonight definitely was Joel Groffel, the 210-pound senior who pretty much in the second half, he put everything on his back, carried the ball up the gut quite a few times, over 100 yards tonight, and just had a great, great ball game offensively and defensively. So our player of the game tonight was Zach Groffel, the 210-pound senior. Well, again, we apologize for our problems tonight, and again, we want to thank all the sponsors who make this game possible. The coaches show, we won't be able to chance to interview the coach tonight, but make sure that tune in for all the scores coming up. And again, we will be with you next week for high school football action, playoff action. That's going to wrap it up for the post game show. Again, our final score was 28 for St. Cecilia, 14 for Fair Central. I'm Mark Baldwin. Good evening, everyone.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. In the final weeks of their campaign, President Obama and Mitt Romney shared some lighthearted moments this evening at the Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York.
As President Obama surveys the Waldorf banquet room,